Mrs. Paula Secker Johnston, Carrie Martello, and I are super excited that you have all joined us for this conversation to talk about Coach Training Alliance's Yoga to Life program. Before we get started into the meat of our program, I am going to mute everybody except for Carrie and myself, just so we don't hear any background noise. And near the end of the call, we'll be opening up the conversation to questions, and then I'll take everybody off mute at that time. So, again, if you have to leave the conversation and need to come back on, that's completely fine. We should be here for about a half an hour. With that all being said, I'm going to mute everybody right now. As I mentioned, I'm so glad that you guys are here to join Carrie and myself in this conversation. I'm Paula Secker Johnston, Yoga to Life Enrollment Director, CTA Life Coach, and Yoga Instructor. Carrie Martello is one of our Yoga to Life Mentor Coaches and a CTA faculty member, as well as a yoga instructor since 1999. Carrie and I want to fill you in about this program and the next class that is coming up that she will be teaching starting October 22nd. So this is going to be kind of question and answer between Carrie and myself, and as I mentioned, we'll open it up to questions down the road. Carrie, can you give us a little bit more information on your background and what brought you to becoming a life coach and yoga instructor? And while we're at it, can you set an intention for our call this afternoon?
Absolutely. First of all, hello, everyone. It's great to be here on this call today. And just in preparing for this call, it's always just such a good reminder for me as I get closer to an upcoming class about really how passionate I am about sharing all this information. So it's really awesome to be here today. And just, I guess before I get started, the intention for this call is to really help to share the parallels between life coaching and yoga. And then also just to clarify the purpose of the program, I'd love to give you guys some ideas of how you can explore life coaching and then how that can benefit your personal practice, that can benefit your business. There's lots and lots of different ways that life coaching could weave into your teaching of yoga, whether it's programs or leading workshops or one-on-one sessions. And then also just to give a taste of what the class discussions will be like and give information about the program in general. So before we get into that, a little bit about me. I started taking yoga classes in 1998, and I was strictly drawn to yoga specifically for the physical aspect of it, which I think sometimes a lot of people are. But then after that, I quickly started teaching yoga in the year after that. And after teaching and practicing more and more and doing more trainings over the years, I quickly started to see how the power of intention, awareness, mindfulness, and presence started to impact my daily life outside of yoga classes and outside of teaching yoga classes. And really what I was experiencing, which I'm sure that you all can relate to, is the power and the reality of the mind-body connection. Immediately, I was, like I said, inspired to teach yoga. I was formally, for about 6 years, an elementary school teacher, so I have that teaching background. And I just was inspired by this mind-body connection, the power of, like I said, intention, awareness, and mindfulness. And I wanted to share this with others. So I studied more and more yoga, took part in more and more trainings, began to expand my career as a yoga teacher, and got into leading wellness programs for different studios and different health clubs and gyms. I was able to go through a yoga therapeutics training and then incorporate one-on-one yoga sessions out of a physical therapy office and a chiropractor's office. I developed certain programs like Yoga for Equestrians. I helped to expand yoga in the school that I was teaching in as an elementary school teacher at the time. and then got into teaching more teacher trainings, actually leading teacher training programs and leading wellness plans and actually teaching teachers, which is most of what I do now. And in all of these different experiences, I came to realize that an extremely important part of teaching yoga is trying to hold the space or create an experience where our students are able to walk out of class with something more. I personally like to guide them through a physical practice that focuses on a specific intention, such as facing fears, taking small leaps of faith, practicing gratitude, with the hopes that in a yoga class, a student will hopefully have an aha moment of their own and maybe even experience some kind of a shift in perspective. So in seeing that I was in contact with more and more people through trainings, workshops, and classes that I was leading myself, I began to search for a training where I could develop more of these skills, these leadership skills, in one-on-one conversations. My conversations with students outside of class or outside of trainings, I noticed, were more like coaching sessions. And so I found CTA, and I found that once I started looking into the life coaching skills and participating in the CTA course, I really started to see the parallels with yoga and how ultimately it's about having more of a more meaningful experience and about focusing on an intention and having an opportunity to not only train our bodies in yoga class, but also train our minds. And over time, I just began to see what an amazing opportunity practicing yoga is for creating long-lasting change and how coaching is the same thing. It's holding the space and creating an experience where your clients can navigate through life, make changes, create long-lasting change. So that is how I got into Yoga to Life. And, of course, the teacher in me, going back to teaching elementary school, when I love something and I'm very passionate about it, I feel like I need to teach it. I need to share it and spread the word. And so that's what I get to do, and that's why I lead these courses, because it's something I believe in and I'm very passionate about, and I love talking about it. So that's why I'm here.
Well, we're so excited that you're going to share your knowledge in both with us today, especially for everybody interested in the Yoga to Life program. Can you discuss a little bit more the parallels between yoga and coaching and how those trainings have complemented each other and how that relates to bringing yoga to life?
Absolutely. So I talked about how over the last several years I've had the opportunity to not only teach yoga classes, but also to lead teacher trainings, workshops, and wellness programs, work one-on-one with yoga students. And I started to see how yoga really brought about change. And a lot of times I would hear students say, yoga's my therapy, or yoga has changed my life. We hear that all the time. It sounds so cliche, but we hear that all the time as yogis. And I also started to see students seeking out more depth of experience in their everyday life. As their practice began to deepen, there's no coincidence. This is the natural side effect of breath, intention, and awareness, which is yoga, that as their practice began to deepen, they began to seek out more depth of experience in their everyday life, if that makes sense. So, again, seeing what an amazing opportunity practicing yoga is for creating long-lasting change, it's a space where change and transformation can happen all on different levels. That's the same thing with coaching. It's the same exact thing with coaching. I began to research more and more about the neuroscience of change and life coaching, and I started to see the parallels. I was able to meet with different mentor coaches and faculty members from CTA, had many conversations about really getting down to the nitty-gritty of what is life coaching. And the more I learned about it, which I'm going to share with you in a second, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, this is just like yoga. I was having my own aha moments. And really, life coaching skills and yoga go perfectly together. So the parallels between life coaching skills and yoga, first of all, it's the ability to facilitate. It's the ability to hold the space where your students can experience their own aha moments. So as a coach, we're not trying to tell our students what to do. We're allowing our students to go through their own process. We talk a lot about yoga, how it's a process, and it's an inside-out process. Sometimes it's an unlearning process. It's letting go of old habits, old patterns of alignment, and the first step to that is awareness. So as coaches, we hold the space through a certain conversational method that you learn the coaching format, where you hold the space for your clients to focus on whatever is within their realm of influence. So I relate that to how, as yoga instructors or yoga enthusiasts, we say to focus on your own mat. It's your practice. It's not anyone else's. Listen to your intuition. Listen to your body. That's exactly what coaching is as well. It's an inside-out process, as I said. So it's about moving from who you are, really clarifying your goals, clarifying your intentions, clarifying what's important to you in life. And as a coach, that's what we help our clients do. And then aligning with those goals, those values, those intentions, whatever it is you want to focus on, aligning with that and then moving in that direction. So that's how growth works, right? When we come into alignment, doors open. When we physically come into optimal alignment in a posture, the benefits of the posture are deeper. We're able to safely go a lot deeper into the backbend, for example. And that's exactly what coaching is. It's about coming to alignment and moving forward. And as a coach, we're there to hold the space for that and to guide our students through that entire process. So I guess the process is definitely one parallel that comes to mind when I really started looking at the parallels of life coaching and yoga. Yoga it's the process, and that's what coaching is. So you learn how to hold the conversational space, so to speak, to allow your clients to work through whatever process that they're in, whatever intention or agenda that they bring to the session.
So a lot of what we learn in our yoga training and practice prepares us already for coaching.
Exactly. Exactly.
And can you give everybody some tips on how they might get started in coaching?
Yes, absolutely. So the first step is obviously, if you look into the coaching programs that we have through CTA, and Yoga to Life is really a perfect fit for anyone who is a yoga instructor or a yoga enthusiast. I have noticed that this particular training myself has helped me in so many different ways. So life coaching focuses on a couple things, and you guys will start to see the parallels, but life coaching focuses on personal growth through a step-by-step process that is unique to each person. That's really what yoga is, right? The role of a yoga instructor is to guide others through their practice, their process, process like I was just talking about. Mm-hmm. Life coaches coaching focuses on creating, helping your clients to create more meaningful experience in life through alignment. So just as I was talking about the alignment piece, coaching focuses on taking inventory of what your morals are, your values are. Coaches help their clients to clarify their intention by looking inside and then drawing in first to extend out and make those changes. And you're there as a guide and helping them to be aware of the steps that they need to take and also helping them with awareness of when they've taken successful steps towards change as well. So the first step is definitely to get involved in this program and to enroll in this class. In teacher training, we learn how to run a class. However, in this course, you learn how to run a coaching session. So it's moving from a large group setting into a smaller group setting. So a lot of times I tell participants that this is a great stepping stone if you're interested in leading more workshops as a yoga instructor, if you're interested in leading more one-on-one sessions. It's a great complement to your career as a yoga instructor so that on the side you can have one-on-one coaching sessions with people as well. The skills and the practice techniques that you develop, again, help you to work through clarifying an intention with a client, creating awareness, helping to hold the space and facilitate shifts in perspective, helping your clients to get unstuck, to move through challenges, and work towards growth ultimately. And so as teaching yoga, as you go deeper into life coaching and this training, you really do develop your confidence in your ability to coach. It's a practice, and the more that you get into it and do it, just like teacher training, when you sign up for your yoga teacher training, the more that you get in there and you practice teaching and you get in front of a class and you lead a class, the more confidence you gain. Same thing with coaching too.
And all those things can lead to personal, professional, and financial benefits.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Absolutely. So one of the huge payoffs for participants is that it helps to expand your career. In a lot of my teacher training programs, I lead a business of yoga lecture, and one thing that I always tell my students, and we have this conversation throughout the training, the Yoga to Life training as well, is that it's really hard to make a living, a career, out of just teaching yoga classes, right? So this is a really great way to have another source of revenue as a yoga instructor. It's a way to expand your career as a professional coach in the wellness industry, the health and wellness industry. You can move into coaching at health clubs, at different companies or nonprofits. You acquire skills that are really in demand to lead trainings and workshops, management skills in the health and wellness industry, in the studio settings. There's opportunities to become a yoga ambassador for CTA and lead workshops at your studio. And overall, too, it definitely enhances your teaching skills. You learn to empower people to solve their own challenges versus telling them what to do. You learn to be a more effective teacher, an active listener. It's easier to connect with people, which is so important in the workplace, no matter what your job is. Authenticity, asking powerful questions that help to guide conversations. I've noticed a huge difference in going through this training, how it's affected my personal relationships and within my family as well.
Excellent. I know the course is 12 weeks long, and can you describe what a typical teleclass would be like for participants?
Yes. So the great thing about the teleclass that I love is that, first of all, because it's on telephone, you can be anywhere and be on the call. And we set an agenda, just like at the beginning of a yoga class, we set an intention and we have maybe a peak posture that we're working towards. It's the same type of thing in the class planning for a typical conference call that we're on. So we have maybe a specific skill that we're working on. So, for example, it could be focusing on how to clarify a client's agenda. And there's a certain skill set that goes with that. And we learn those skill sets, but we also put those into practice. So there's some role playing that goes on. And on every call, pretty much every call, I'll say, there's a coach-the-coach session where one person is the coach and one person is the client, and the client comes with the agenda. So if we're working on clarifying the agenda, that's what the coach is really going to focus on. After we've gone through most of that hour and a half, or let's say hour and 15 minutes of class of how to clarify the agenda in a one-on-one coaching session. So really what we do is we break down the coaching model, the format, over those 12 weeks so that we're really mastering each part of the coaching format. And in each session, you walk away as a participant with tools to put into your toolbox, and you will see, it's really cool to see how you can use those tools of open-ended questioning, powerful questions, clarifying an agenda, setting an intention, active listening, inviting a shift, helping someone shift their perspective, finding a coachable moment, noticing limiting beliefs and perceptions. We break all this down over the 12 weeks and focus on each one of these things, and you start to see how that you can use that in every aspect of your life as well. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, there, you've given us so much information, Carrie. I really appreciate you sharing this information, and I want to open this up to everybody to ask any questions that you may have. So I am going to unmute everybody right now. So everybody is unmuted now. And if you have any questions for Carrie or for myself, please, we ask you to join the conversation and ask any questions you might have.
I was curious about the ambassador for CTA after you finish the course. Is that discussed more in detail after the course or during the course?
Yeah, so the ambassador program is really a great opportunity, and it is discussed during the course and definitely after the course as well. It's an opportunity that's open to anyone who has gone through the course and is interested, and there is a little bit of an application process through CTA, and we definitely make sure that if it's something that you're interested in, we put you in touch with Holly, and you can go from there. But it's a great opportunity, again, for another source of revenue to get yourself out there and promote the program and lead different workshops. It's a great experience for leading workshops. And really what you get to do is show how the parallels of yoga and life coaching.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, I have a question that came on an email. This is Paula.
Sure.
Somebody was asking what happens if they happen to have to miss the class.
So luckily we have the classes recorded, and so that's one thing. You'll be able to go on the website, click on the link, and listen to the class as a makeup session. And we make sure that we have buddies during class, so that if there are certain notes that you need to get, or if you need to do a practice coaching session that maybe you missed during that class, you're able to make that up as well.
So what if you were on the call, but then you wanted to to listen to the call again, do we get also get access to the recorded telecast as well?
I believe so now. Correct, Paula?
I believe there is an option to do that, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other questions? Gary, are there any final words you would like to say?
Yes, just I guess to end this, just first of all, I want to say thank you all for being on the call. And I can tell you that Core Coaching for Effective Change is a powerful program. There's so many benefits. Number one, to expanding your career, as you can obviously see. And it opens so many doors in that aspect. Also, the other benefits are through your personal life, helping others to progress towards the change that they want, and then really in any aspect at work. So it's pretty powerful how integrating coaching into leadership and management styles really engages employees and empowers employees, and you'll experience that yourself. It's just a really fulfilling career, and I thank God every day that this is what I get to do and help to empower people to move through change and create their own story. The neuroscience is another thing that we get into, another piece of the core coaching, and that's really intriguing and interesting as well to see that this really works. And we get to, as yoga instructors and as coaches, hold the space for people to create long-lasting changes.
So that's so awesome, Carrie.
Yeah, it's awesome stuff, and there's really a need for it. I've, along the way, met a lot of different instructors that have added this to their repertoire of skills and have just catapulted forward in their careers. So I really encourage you, if it's something that you're interested in, to dive into it, enroll in class, and go for it.
Well, I'll give everyone that contact information to enroll. Carrie's class starts on October 22nd. You'll meet on Tuesdays from 2 to 3:30 Eastern time. And to register for the course, you can email me. This is Paula at coachtrainingalliance.com, or you can call me at 888-432-4121, extension 5. Again, thank you, Carrie, for sharing so much information, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today in this conversation, and we hope you join us for Carrie's class starting in October.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paula. Thank you.
Thanks.